It's a full plate of problems for President Biden. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The president in Delaware for the weekend, but it's no escape from rising prices, inflation, and the baby formula shortage.
Today, the price of gas in this country is double what it was when President Biden took office. And according to the charts, it's been increasing since he was elected. The May jobs report showed 390,000 new jobs added, but the economy remains 822,000 jobs short of pre-pandemic levels. While unemployment remained at 3.6%, there are still over 11 million open jobs available, near a record high, according to the Labor Department. The baby formula crisis continues, with 10 states now reporting they're 90% out of formula. President Biden also focusing on guns.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Biden says inflation is his top priority. A doctor and two nurses stabbed in an L.A. hospital now are recovering. The suspect is in custody. Police say he has a long criminal history.
A SWAT team tried to negotiate with this guy for about 4 hours while he refused to come out of a room in the hospital. The attack happened at the Encino Hospital Medical Center in San Fernando Valley. Investigators say the three victims were stabbed inside the emergency ward. At this point, they're listed in stable condition. It's still unclear exactly why the suspect attacked them. Police say there's no evidence indicating that he knew the victims.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Police say the suspect asked for anxiety treatment before the attack and was later treated for self-inflicted injuries to his arms. And major flooding in South Florida as a tropical storm drops more than 10 inches of rain.
Luckily, so far, there have been no injuries. So we're happy about that. We were able to get to everyone quickly. We prepared for this. We had additional resources.
Lieutenant Pete Sanchez with the Miami Police Department speaking with Fox affiliate WSVN 7 News in Miami. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Trump-backed candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz is one step closer to becoming the Republican nominee for senator in Pennsylvania.
McCormick called Dr. Oz to congratulate him on this win, although there has not been an official race call just yet. Right now, the recount is still underway. The race for the Republican nomination for Senate in Pennsylvania has been very close. David McCormick, a former hedge fund executive, has now conceded to Dr. Mehmet Oz, a well-known celebrity TV doctor. Oz had a lead of fewer than 1,000 votes just before the recount. Now, Dr. Oz will focus in on his Democratic opponent, releasing a statement saying in part, now that our primary is over, we'll make sure that the United States Senate seat does not fall into the hands of the radical left led by John Fetterman.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. A Russian agent accused by UK authorities in the poisoning death of a former spy back in 2006 in London now is dead. Dmitry Kovtun was reported dead Saturday by a Russian lawmaker via a messaging app. The cause? COVID-19 induced illness. He was only 57. Russian news reports indicate he died at a hospital in Moscow. Some reptile relief in Florida for alligators and crocodiles.
Protect, conserve, educate. Those are just three of the many principles used by Gatorland when it comes to their new global conservation program. Both efforts are responsible for saving many alligators and crocodiles from being killed or becoming endangered. Once a trapper in Florida catches an alligator, it takes a day or two max to get them to Gatorland. But for crocodiles, those trips require about a week. And when they arrive at Gatorland, they'll never want to leave. As more people move into Florida, it becomes more likely that they will come in contact with an alligator. And if that happens, they too can reach out directly to Gatorland. Gatorland makes all of the money used to travel and rescue these gators, as well as pay the trappers through their social media sites. So check them out on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Fox Weather's Katie Garner. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.